Blog Talk Radio.
How to reach the masses, men of every bird, form and answer. Jesus gave the key. Oh, the world is hungry for the living bread. Oh, Lord, lift up the Savior for men to see. And he said,
WGUM, and tonight is an exciting night. In addition to having the woman on divine assignment with us, we have our great friend, Bishop James A. Davis, West Palm Beach, Florida, will be with us shortly. The next voice you hear will be that of Pastor Patricia Denneman.
Amen, amen, for this is the day that the Lord he hath made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. The psalmist says, oh, taste and see that the Lord he is good, and I did taste of his goodness. God has been so good to me, and I just want to praise him for the benefits that he load me with daily. You know, that's in that book of Psalms, that the Lord load us with benefits daily. First, he forgive us and give us new mercies in the morning, and then in that day that he hath made, that I rejoice and be glad, and he loads us daily with benefits. Benefits is not always monetary, but I've got eyes to see, ears to hear, legs to walk, a voice to talk. I can clap my hands and bless his holy name. I thank God for the benefits that he loads me with daily. Have you ever been in a position where you couldn't walk? Oh, my God, and then all of a sudden the hand of God touched you and you began to walk. That's a benefit, people. And I know most of you listening, you know, no, you may not be blind, but I know you had some days that you couldn't see, because I see most of you saying, wait a minute, let me get my glasses. And it's only God's mercy that allow the glasses to help us. Honey, you should never forget that it's an everyday thing with Jesus, that he loads us every day with benefit. But the greatest benefit of it all is his son. God sent his son, Jesus, oh my God, to redeem man back to him. Oh, bless his name. And he had to do a blood wash. If you haven't been washed in the blood, you better get where the blood is flowing, for it reaches to the highest mountain and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives us strength from day to day. It will never, never, no, 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 never lose his power, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son for our sins, for me, for you. And we have a privilege, we have a right to be heirs to Christ. It is our privilege, it is our right to be a blood-washed, born-again child of the Most High God. I just want to thank God, for this is our fourth Monday night service. We do every other month on the fourth Monday night. The next time that we will do a Monday night will be in May. It goes that way. This is March. We skip over April on the Monday night, then we do May. But we will not do a fourth Monday night in May, because that is the Memorial Day weekend. And I know you saints going to barbecue and forget all about the blood. And when you think about that barbecue sauce being put on them ribs, that's just the way Jesus spread his blood on you. Oh, my God, I tell you, it's a good feeling to, when he touches you. It's an excellent, extraordinary feeling. So we will be back on the fourth Monday night, I mean the third Monday night in May. Excuse me. I'd like to give a shout out to the engineer, my host, my pal, my friend, confidant, my bishop, and my Dr. Gregory M. Scott for sponsoring these services. Some of you are a little slowful about sending a donation to Glory United Ministries, but he keeps me on the air. And because I don't have a pulpit to practice in, I practice on the air. Give a special shout out to my sister, Jackie, who is my advocate. She sends out text message to whomever number that she has. She sends them out for me. And I thank God for her finding her place and Glory United Ministries. So I'm not going to prolong it any longer. I believe Bishop Davis is locked and loaded. He is ready to go. As of last night when I spoke with him, he said, Pat, I'm ready. So I am ready for the man of God to come and bring us the word. And when he is finished, if you have a prayer request, you can push the one, and we will hear your request. If it's unspoken, just say it's unspoken, and he will pray for an unspoken. And if God gives him to prophesy to you, he will do that too. Now, we're going to have one song before Bishop comes, because Bishop's kind of old-fashioned. He likes those quartet singing. So I told Dr. Scott, get me Keith Wonderboy Johnson and let him sing before Bishop preaches. Now, Bishop, Dr. Scott will open your mic while the song is playing. You should hear boop, that sound. Your mic is live. And immediately after Keith Wonderboy sings, you are in charge of the service. So I'm going to decrease so that the word of God can increase in our lives. God bless you. Happy Easter to all of you. Remember, while he was on the cross, put this in your Facebook page, while he was on the cross, you was on his mind. Oh, bless his name. Dr. Scott, this service is back in your hands. Thank you, everyone.
Lord, no matter how much you bless me, I realized that I couldn't make it without you in my life. Let me testify about how I feel right now. There were times when I was going through, in the midst of my storms, didn't know what to do. Even though I was down, the Lord taught me to realize I never would have made it without you in my life. No, I never would have made it without you in my life. I'm gonna say it again. There were times when I was going through, in the midst of my storm, didn't know what to do. Even though I was down, the Lord told me to realize that I never would have made it without you in my life. Oh, I never would have made it without you in my life. Thank you.
Thank you for the song.
Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our heart, thanking you, dear Lord, for allowing us to have this fellowship that we can come together. Thank you for those that is on the phone that's listening tonight. And, oh God, we pray that there be a spoken word that would pick that spirit man up and help them to go and make another day. In the name of Jesus. Thank Dr. Scott and Patricia Bunneman, Pastor Bunneman. Oh God, we thank God for the both of them. Lord, we never know what tomorrow is going to bring. But one thing we know, that you hold tomorrow in your hand. Father God, whoever's on the line this night, we ask you to touch them in a special way. We don't know what people's is going through. They can have a smile or a frown and can be hurting on the inside. But, oh, God, we know that you are a God of deliverance. Somebody, Lord, is calling on you tonight, and somebody is pulling on your spirit. And, oh, God, we ask for deliverance. We ask, oh, God, to give us a now word, something that we can feast on through the rest of the week. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, thank you for your strength. Thank you for your anointing. Now, Lord, take self out the way and let you take my place, Lord. Give me words of wisdom. Give me words of knowledge to speak to your peoples. Oh, God, I know you can and I know you will. And, Lord, I just got to tell you, thank you. You've been so good, oh, God. You've blessed me in so many ways like you have millions and millions of others. And sometimes, Lord, we don't even know where to start to say thank you. That's why I started my day off saying, Lord, I just want to say thank you. Thank you don't cost you much, but it pays good dividends. Did you tell God thank you during the course of the day? If you haven't, tell him now. Lord, I just want to say thank you. Oh, God, I ask you to bless the spoken word tonight. Lord, you know what I got to say, and you know what you want me to say. I'm just waiting on you to let the Holy Ghost take my place in the name of Jesus. Well, we'd like to say good afternoon to each and every one of you, wherever you might be, from city to city, state to state, and over many gallons of water. We thank you for this gathering of this fellowship tonight, and I know that God has a miracle and a blessing just for you. Well, I feel better this time than I did before. I thank God for what I've been through, what I'm going through, and you never know what you're going to have to face until you start facing it. But I do know one thing. If you put your trust in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he will take you through. Or to get to it, you got to go through it. Well, I wanted to preach something tonight, but God said, I want you to preach with a testimony tonight. And that's what I'm going to do. Somebody might say, well, preacher, you just don't know how bad I'm hurting. You just don't know what I'm facing. I'm facing this, that, and the other. But there's nothing too hard that God cannot pull you out of. I'm a living witness. I'm going to tell you this. This began last year. I asked God for a favor. And I was telling my niece last evening, I said, be careful. Be very careful for what you ask God for. We ask God for delivering a package the way we think is so fabulous, so exciting, and so enjoyable. But God can bring that package to you with so many ups and downs until sometimes you wish you didn't even ask for it. I asked God to do something for me the first of last year. Didn't know how God was going to do it, but God had his own way. I got to the point going to the close of the year. I got so weak in my body, couldn't hardly stand up. Couldn't hardly hold things in my hand. By being a technician, you need to be able to hold tools. I couldn't do that. I fell. I had to pull myself up off the ground or the floor. Didn't know what was going on with me. But I went to the doctor 7 straight consecutive weeks. He said, well, maybe you had a stroke. Maybe you had muscle spasms. Maybe you had a light heart attack. Those things were just like a rubber ball hitting the wall because I couldn't receive none of that. And on the 7th week, he sent me to go get an MRI. And I went that day to do that on November the 7th. I remember just like if it was this morning. On that Sunday, I was in my home. The lights went out in the kitchen. 2 bulbs blowed and the rest of them was on. And I said, Lord, what's wrong? That's something don't usually happen. I got in a chair to get up to the meter box so I couldn't raise my arm up, couldn't raise my hand up over my head. I have to throw it up or push it up. And I fell on the floor. Lord have mercy. I crawled on the floor for about 3 hours because I couldn't get up, Dr. Scott. Couldn't pull myself up off the floor. Someone passed by the door, living in a very nice building. We have security and everything here. And I made a noise, and they said, okay. They called the paramedics, and they picked me up off the floor. When I got on my feet, I could walk around. I said, no, I'm not going. Because that next morning, Monday morning, I was going to go to the doctor for him to check me. So that morning, I asked two of my friends, I asked Brother Willie and Elder Toombs, one of them come take me. They say, yes, one of us will come. I couldn't even dress myself that morning. Oh, it was bad. As we get ready to go, they said, no, you going, we calling the paramedics, taking you to the emergency room to show you how God can work a miracle, and you never know what to expect. You just got to follow God. I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to take you to the scripture that I want you to look at tonight. It's the New Testament book of the Bible. I want you to look at Genesis, the 12th chapter. Oh, get your Bible. Get your Bible. Get your Bible. The 12th chapter, the first verse of the book of Genesis. It says, now the Lord said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, from thy kin, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great. Lord have mercy. And thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless you, and curse them that curse thee. And in thee shall all family of the land of the earth be blessed. Don't you know that happened to me? I didn't know what was going to happen. I live here in South Florida, down here in West Palm Beach, where it's beautiful almost year round. Oh, we got beautiful weather, 84 degrees today. Nice weather, sun shining bright. But let me show you what happened. When I got there, they took me to the emergency room and when I got there, they said, which hospital you want to go to, Mr. Davis? It's three hospitals within 3 miles from where I live. And usually everybody go the same. I said, take me to Columbia. They took me there. In a little while, they had gave me an x-ray and everything. And they had two nerves, two discs, 3 and 4, in the upper part of my back and my neck, was squeezing the nerve, taking the life out of my body. I would have just been a vegetable. In the position I fall in, I have to lay there till somebody move me. Look at God. I want you to, because I'm speaking to somebody on the line tonight, and I want you to call in and give and let us pray for you. You never know what you're going to face. You never know how God have got the pattern set. All you got to do is be willing to work for God. I said, Lord, I haven't been traveling. I haven't been going nowhere in a couple of years. I'm ready to go back on the road. I make 12 or 14 trips out. I haven't been nowhere, just working local here in the church. Didn't know God was fixing me for that. When they gave me the MRI, about that afternoon between 9 and 11 o'clock, they moved me from West Palm Beach down to Lake Worth to the bigger hospital. They didn't tell me what was wrong, didn't ask me, do you want this, do you want that? God had it all planned. When I got there that next morning, they wakened me up about 6 o'clock and said, we've got to get you ready because you have to go down for surgery. I said, surgery? I'm there by myself, didn't know what to say, didn't know who to ask, couldn't call nobody, couldn't do nothing. I said, all right. Then a doctor came up and he said, well, you got two discs squeezing the nerve out of your body, and we're going to have to correct that. So about 8:30, they had me in the surgery room, and I went in there, lights and tubes and everything. When I know that today, it was 3 o'clock that afternoon, and they had me in a room with everything you could think of was connected to me. They didn't ask me, do I want this, can I do this, or can we do this? I stayed there 12 days. Then they sent me to a rehab, and I stayed there for a few days. They didn't put stitches. They put staples about 6 inches up above my shoulder, going up about my neck, about 6 to 8 inches. They cut me open and halfway down my back. Lord have mercy. After they did that, I couldn't even swallow Jell-O. Couldn't even hardly speak. They had to get me out of the bed, do this and do that. I couldn't do nothing for myself. And I said, Lord, I can't be like this. How can I go and preach your word? And I'm crippled, and I'm saying you're a healer. You're a God of deliverance. I said, Lord, I don't know what to do, but I'm still going to trust in thee. So it went on, it went on, it went on, and it seemed like I was getting better, got a few visits. And I learned something, Patricia, Pat, I did call her. That's my old friend. We've been knowing one another about 20 years, so y'all have to look over how we speak to one another. But I can call her. I recognize her calling. She's a minister and a pastor and a prophet. So what happened was, while I was there, I said, Lord, how can I do your work like this? How can I brag on you and I'm crippled and handicapped myself? They said, well, it'll take you about 2 years to 3 years before you can get better. I said, no, it's not going to take me that long because I believe God is going to heal me. The first 3 weeks or more, I don't know how many thousand of them exaggerating on the call, they called me and come to see me. But going into the third and fourth week, I got maybe three calls, maybe two visits. Then next week, no calls, no visits. The gentleman in the room, he said, Davis, if you stay sick too long, don't nobody see you no more, out of sight, out of mind. I said, well, I'm in the sight of God. Lord have mercy. So they put a brace under my neck. I had to turn my whole body like a robot. I couldn't just turn my head and look. You called me, I had to turn a 90-degree turn all the way around so I could see who's calling me. Lord have mercy. So they learned me how to walk from my waist down. Then next, on the 22nd day of December, they took the staples out. Then they said, I had to go back to the doctor and they checked me, so they let the brace on for another 3 or 4 weeks, then they taken it off. Now I had to reprogram myself again because they say your nerve, your muscles, and your mind has to function all together. They gave me a cane, a walking cane to walk with, and a wheelchair. But look at God. I only used the wheelchair 3 times. It's sitting in the corner. I'm using to put papers and stuff in it now because I said I'm not going to use it. I put it close to the door. And every time I pass, I said, you don't bother me no more, and I ain't going to bother you. What a mighty God we serve. I just said all this here to encourage somebody out there. Your condition might even be worse than mine. But a pain is just pain, but it's got you right. But when you trust the pain killer, the pain solver, it makes no difference how severe it might be. Whoever you are on the prayer line tonight, whoever's listening to me tonight, put your faith in God. I said that I'm hoping to build your faith to let you know that God is in the blessing business. God said in the book of Romans, he said, he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. The miracles he done back then, he's still doing them now. I'm a miracle. Now I'm getting around. I go to the health spa, and I go to therapy. And 5 days a week, when I got out, I couldn't pick up 1 pound. Now I'm picking up 8 and 10 pounds now. I'm getting strong, getting my strength back. What a mighty God we serve. I want you to get back on the Bible. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you. I pray to God that this is encouragement to somebody. But I want you to look at the verse 12 and 1, where God spoke to Abraham and told him to get out of his country, leave his family. Sometimes you have to take a journey, church, and you don't know where you're going. You don't know who you're going to meet. You don't know what obstacle is going to come and confront you on your way. You never know, but all you can do, you know one thing, I got my trust. I'm dependent in my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And when God told him to do that, he packed up his stuff and he left. As God said, here's a man 75 years young, going somewhere in a strange country, a strange land. It didn't have nobody to know to help him to do nothing, but he had the love and the backingness of God on his shoulder. You go down to the next couple of verses. It says, Abraham, he said, those that bless you, oh, Lord, have mercy. You don't know where your next blessing is coming from. You don't know who God have touched your spirit, man, and said, bless this brother, bless this sister, pay this bill, do that. And they don't even know you. But God know how to direct a blessing and bring it back to your footstep. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. And he said, those that curse you, Lord, have mercy. I know what we said. Lord, get them, get them, get them, get them. Oh, y'all don't like that talk, do you? But that's what we said sometimes. Lord, pay them back. Pay them. But the Bible says, love your enemies. If he's thirsty, give him drink. If he's hungry, give him bread. If he needs shelter, put a roof on. If he knows, give it to him. He said, the least that they do unto you, they have done it unto me. What a mighty God we serve. You never know. I haven't done anything there in almost 7 to 8 months, but I have not missed a meal, have not missed an appointment, have not missed anything. Just lay here in this house and just talk to God and meditate and get my spirit man up. Oh, quiet time with the Lord is the best time that you can ever have. Have a little talk with Jesus. The old folks used to sing that song. He'll make everything all right after a while. What a mighty God we serve. He said, them that bless you, I will bless them. Verse number 4. So Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abraham was 75 years young when he departed. He was a 75-year-old man. What do a 75-year-old man? Who wants on the prayer line now to go to a third world country and you don't know nobody? If God said go, you go. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. I don't know about you tonight, but I do. But I do know one thing. Oh, Lord, when you put your trust in my Lord, God will take care of you. All you got to do this afternoon is say, Lord, I will. I know God is a way-making God. All you got to do is say, Lord, I'm your child. I surrender. I give myself to you, Lord. It ain't much, but take me as I am. I read over in the book of Numbers where Jesus said these words. He's not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that ye should repent. Go down to the 20th verse. He said, these commandments has been commanded, and they cannot reverse. When God got a blessing just waiting on you, you go, go whether you want to go. You can receive it if you don't want to receive it. You got to obey God. I tell folks in my traveling, when God calls you to the ministry, it's better to go willing than to reject God's word. Because when you reject God, God will put you through some obstacles that you will never be proud of. Jesus, I'm talking about Mary's baby right now, y'all. The one that died just for you and I. You ought to call on him. You ought to give him your time tonight. You ought to say, for God I live and for God I die. I know you can, Lord. I know you can protect me. I know you can do things for me that I can't even do for myself. I thank you, Lord. Come on here, church, and said, Lord, good God Almighty, oh Lord, I feel your Holy Ghost. I can't let you go right now. I'm asking you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Whoever it is that's pulling on the spirit, man, touch them right now, Lord. Somebody's crying out, Lord, Lord, have mercy. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. I know you can, Lord. I know you will. Jesus, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord. Don't let my breath get short, Lord. I know you still is God. Oh, Lord, good God Almighty. I know you will, Lord. You've done it down too many years. When I walk the book, Lord, I see how you blessed the prophets of old. They didn't know what they was going to do, but they know one thing. They were going to stand firm on your word. Abraham, he said, I'm going to go because God tell me to go. Look at the Hebrew boys when they stepped in the fire furnace. Oh, Lord, sometimes you got to be determined. You got to be committed, determined, and dedicated that I'm going to obey God's will. They said, if you don't bow when your horn blows, we're going to throw you in the furnace. But they said one thing that stick with my spirit. They told the old king, they said, King, I know one thing, and I hope this falls on somebody's spirit tonight. I know one thing. If God don't deliver us, I know he can. Do you know tonight, church, that God is a delivering God? Do you know that God can move anything out of your way? When you think you're at the best end and think you're at the bottom, ain't no place to go then, but go right on up. Jesus, oh Lord, Jesus, come on here, Jesus, and touch our spirit tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you. Lord, we glorify you. Lord, we magnify you. We love you, Lord. What a mighty, mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh God, I thank you. Lord, thank you for divine healing. Thank you for natural healing. Thank you for your spirit increase and your spirit growth. Father God, whoever it is on the line tonight, whoever have heard these few scowling words, oh God, if they're not saved, I pray to God that they can say, if you did it for him, you can do it for me. I'm going to accept you as my Savior. I'm going to accept you, oh God, because I don't want to be lost. They're dying every day. Every time you pick up your news, wherever you live, people is leaving here. God have left you and I here for purpose. And you want to be able to say, Lord, let me fulfill the purpose that you put me on earth for. Let me be the one that encourage and help this individual. Say, Lord, I surrender. I accept you as my Savior. Oh, God, we need you tonight. We can't do without you. What a mighty God we serve. And we give him the praise. We give him the glory. All right, Dr. Scott, it's back into your hand. If anyone wants prayer, we'll pray for them in the name of Jesus. Back to Dr. Scott.
Thank you, Bishop. Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate that great message. Lecture. Pastor Ben and a few people have come on the call that didn't hear your original instructions, so could you give them an understanding of how we'll go from here?
Well, all right. To those of you that joined in late, we want to know that the word of God is rich and sharper than any two-edged sword. And Bishop gave a portion of his testimony, blessing God and working with the miracle that God had given him. Bishop also said that the doctor told him it would take 2 to 3 years before he would be able to help his own self. But he's bragging tonight on the goodness of God. He's bragging that God has given him a miracle. He can dress himself now. He can walk now. He can turn himself over, and he can even bring the word. 2 months ago, we had Bishop on the line, and the enemy interfered. We couldn't get straight, and once we got straight, it was all kinds of noise making, but I said that was not just to have this powerful man of God, a bishop, to have that interference. I felt like it would be robbery if I did not bring him back, and I thank God there was no interference tonight. And he feels the pull of someone in his spirit that's pulling on him for a word from the Lord. So if it is you, please press the 1 on your phone. Only press it 1 time. Dr. Scott will see your number light up. He do not call out your entire number. He called the last 4 numbers. My last 4 is 5463. Dr. Scott, Sarah had surgery today. I don't know if she's on the line, 5793. But if she isn't on the line, that's all right, too, because I am requesting prayer for her. She had surgery, and this is the 2nd time the doctor had to go back into that same spot in her body, and so because things went wrong, and she went through this morning, and if she isn't on, that's the reason why she isn't on, and I'm requesting on her behalf that Bishop Davis pray for 5793, which is Sarah, my goddaughter, who never misses a service, but I understand he had anesthesia, she may be sleeping or in pain. So please pray for Sarah, and those of you represent yourself by pushing the 1, and if you just want to absorb the testimony and the Abraham story, many of you on the line will have to, in order to get the blessing that God had for you, you've got to do something. You've got to move. You got to move out of your old house, walk into your brand new house, and thank God you got a brand new life. Now, I didn't tell you to move out of your physical home. I'm talking about that dead man that's in your body that don't want you to trust God and to serve God. Too many dangers, toils, and snares. I've already come, but I'm still holding on, and I'm requesting also prayer for the Seymour Torres family. Last month, on the 28th of February, when I had my Wednesday night service, my cousin called in from Texas and gave her testimony, but the Lord saw fit to bring her home on last Thursday. So I'm asking for prayer for her husband and her three sons and the rest of her entire family, which I am her first cousin, and I miss her already. So I want prayer for her family as well. And just pray for my sister, my niece. Just pray if my brother got on and his girlfriend. Just pray for all of the people on the earth. God knows everybody name by name. If he knows how many strands of hair you got on, one thing about it, let me just say this and be comical. It might take God a long time to count the hairs on some of them's head because you got to get past the weave. But when it comes to mine, I can just take my wig off, and he'll be finished in a second because I don't have that much hair for him to worry about. So, you know, he knows that the hairs on your very head is numbered. Poor Dr. Scott, he don't have any hair on his head. He shaves his head. But God even knows the numbers that's been shaved off. So to God be the glory. Bishop, thank you for your testimony, and thank you for the word from the New Testament to the Old and from the Old back to the New. God bless you. And I want you people to know, every speaker that I have, no one has said, no, I won't do it, because I'm not going to get paid for the message. I have not had one speaker on here in the 6 years that I've been on the air and had to pay anyone. And my dear friend, oh, my God, my dear friend, Pastor Marva Henry, I tell you, I miss her so much. God, the other day I was getting ready to call her, and then I had to get myself together and say, Lord, she gone. But she went home to be with the Lord. She's not sick and suffering, so I thank God for that. But Bishop is yet in our midst. They were both sick at the same time. I said, God, you can't take them from me like that. So he allowed Pastor to come home, and then she got sick, and the Lord saw fit to heal her from heaven and not leave her on the earth. So I love you all with the love of the Lord. I will not come back on after this. I've taken up enough time. But you all just tell, if you just push the one and just say, I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for his word. Because, you know, he died. That cross says, I'll cling to the old rugged cross. And I'll change it someday for a crown. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophy at last I'll lay down. For I'll cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Hallelujah. Dr. Scott, is it your
yes, I would like to request that caller 5793 is on the line, and you did ask
praise
for prayer
God.
For her.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God, woman of God, I can hear you. What is your prayer request?
Unspoken request.
I didn't hear
Amen.
You, woman of God.
Unspoken request.
Yes.
I'm not hearing you clearly. Did you say you want to speak?
An unspoken request, Bishop. Unspoken. She's not saying what she needs prayer for. So just pray generally, please.
I just sit here clearly. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, truth or not, we know that you know exactly what you stand in need of. And Father God, this woman of God, she was so faithful and so kind to call. She might don't want no one else to know her business, but Lord, we do know everything. You know everything that is done with us and everything that can't be done with us. And oh God, I'm asking you to touch her in a special way. Not only that, oh God, some of the personal things that she's facing in her household, I'm asking you to correct that. And also give her healing in her body. Oh God, I know things may be ashamed or embarrassed, but there's nothing shame or embarrassing when we come to you. Father God, nobody has to know. Because we are asking and coming to you and asking you to perform a miracle in the kingdom of God. Not only that, Lord, she's a servant of yours, and you don't want your servant getting around here handicapped. And Lord Jesus, we ask you to all shun they run their coat. Touch her right now in the name of Jesus. We speak completely deliverance in your life right now, woman of God, and God bless you. Thank you. God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. I want you all to pray for my nephew. I spoke to him yesterday. That's my oldest brother, second child. He needs a kidney. He's in Minnesota. And I also want to thank God for my family. They came up last Sunday, and they surprised me. They spent the whole weekend with me here in South Florida, and it was a glorious hallelujah shout and good time. And I'm asking them to just bless them tremendous for their effort and for what they did to come and be with their daddy. And I appreciate that. God is in the blessing business. I feel like praying. I feel like doing the thus said the Lord. If God tell me to give you a word of prophecy, I'm going to do it. And I don't proper lie. I prophesy. I tell you what thus said the Lord. And if he don't tell me nothing, I don't make up nothing. Pastor Bonham can tell you that. We've been knowing one another almost about 20 years. And if I tell you something, you can take it to the bank. That's how God used me. In the name of Jesus. What a time we've had tonight. I pray the next time I'll be more better. I'm about 60% strong now, but Pastor, I'm going to be better pretty soon. I'm going to give you 100% of me. It won't be long, but I'm coming on up the road. Yes.
Well, Bishop, we have a little bit more work for you before you get off the line. There are a number of people on the call, and not all of them have won. I think the Blog Talk may be having a problem. So what I'm going to do is just go down and say the last four numbers of the telephones that I see and give people on those numbers the opportunity to ask for a word of prayer. So caller 7047, I'm opening your line right now.
Yes,
okay, you may go ahead now.
Good evening, Bishop Davis. I thank God for Jesus who laid the foundation.
All right, woman of God. What are your requests for tonight?
Yes, sir. I would love to have prayer for a pain in my body.
Okay. Is there something else that's bothering you, I'm feeling? Have you... Some things I have to try to pick words to say because nobody's business is but yours, and I don't put people's business out. I'm feeling something in the upper part of your body around your left shoulder that's coming around on the side. Are you hurting in that area somewhere?
Actually, it's the right side.
Okay. Well, it was coming across. I'm not God allowed me to feel that in my body because when I'm like this, I don't hurt nowhere. But God said, he's going to bless you. God said, tell you, you are faithful, you're dedicated, and you're committed to the church that you're working with. And God said, he has gave you a commandment, and he said you're going to have to follow that commandment. I don't know whether you're a pastor, a teacher, a preacher, or evangelist, but God said, obey my word, and you will never regret it. You will never go lacking of nothing. Obey the word that I have spoken to you any time many years ago. You attempt, but you think. You lie confusion. You lie embarrassment. You lie what folks might say. But people's got no heaven, no hell to put you in. And God said, from this moment on, when I speak to you, get up and do it right away and don't procrastinate. Am I speaking to the right lady, ma'am? Hello?
Bishop,
Bishop, what we do is that once the prayer request has been made, then we close the line because there are others we're going to move you to.
Okay, all right then. That's fine, Dr. Scott. I wasn't aware of that, so I go to the next person. At least as long as they can hear me, that'll be fine.
Yeah, they'll hear you. The next number is 1328. Caller from 1328. You pressed the one.
Amen. I enjoyed the word of God. Amen. My prayer request is just for some strength.
All right. I'm seeing when he was Dr. Scott was speaking, I see some children just appear before me. Are you around quite a few little children or something like that? I don't know what it is. I know you can't answer me back. But whatever it is, God is going to clear it up. Children represent life. It represents strength. It represents longevity. So whatever it is that you're going through, God said, tell her that you have no worry, that you will complete it, you will go through it, and he's going to expand your life to fulfill the duty that he put you on Mother Earth for. You take these words to the bank, and I pray to God that you'll never forget me, because God said he has a ministry that is for you. You're going to be recognized everywhere you go because that is your calling, and God is not going to stop until you fulfill your earthly calling before you leave Mother Earth. You be blessed, woman of God. God bless you. All right, Dr. Scott, is another one?
Yes, so you have to give me about 30 seconds to go from one line to the other because I have to close the line and then open the line. Caller 2241, your line is open.
Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Barbara.
Good.
I'm having shoulder and neck pain on the left side. And sometimes, it's been going on now for about 6 weeks. Sometimes that pain is so severe in my neck. I went to the doctor and they said it was arthritis in my neck. But it's like a catch. I get a catch, like, in my neck, and it actually feels like I can be paralyzed. You know, it's just that severe. And I'm calling for prayer for that.
All right. Now, I'm going to ask you to do something, and I think you'll be willing to do it. I want you to go tomorrow to a store and get you a bottle of olive oil. Not some that you have in the house, not some that you have already used. Get you a bottle of olive oil and take it and set it in the east room of your house where the sun come up and let it set there for 3 days. And after the 3 days, on the fourth day, you take it down and you rub your shoulder and your arm and you rub down, like coming from your neck down over your shoulder, down your arm, down your elbow. And when you get to your hand, just shake your hand like that. This might sound foolish, but God said, I've chosen the foolish thing to confound the wise. And woman of God, I've never seen you, but I'm going to give you a prophetic word. Within the next 31 days after you do that, you will not hurt no more. 31 days after you follow these instructions, you will not hurt no more. So you call back in and give God and Minister Bonneville your testimony, and you will be all right. God bless. All right, Dr. Scott.
Yes, Pastor Benjamin, I see a one by your line. Pastor Benjamin, did you want to come online? Apparently not. Let's move on.
Dr. Scott, right, can you hear me now?
Yes. Yes, I can.
Okay, I wanted to speak to you privately, so you go ahead on and you get back with me.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right. The next line that's open is a caller at 0892. Let's see. I think we may have done your already. Caller at 0059. I'm about to open your line right now. If you want a word of prayer, now's the time.
Yes.
Walter McCoy, Patricia's aunt, and I just would like for her to keep me in prayer and put my son in prayer because he's over in Montana and he's in a correctional facility and he wants to come home. And I know that God is a lawyer in the courtroom and I need God to show up for him because there's nothing else I can do for him. And in Jesus' name, I know it will be done because without God, there's nothing we can do in this life without him.
All right. There is nothing too hard for God. When you said being confined in the correction institution, remember Paul and Silas, how they was inside. I don't know whether he saved, he trusts God, but if he do, tell him to put his faith in God. We do a prison ministry. I've been doing one here for about 6 or 7 years. We go into the prison every week, and we go into some of the dangerous prisons here in South Florida. And I want you to know that if you on the outside and you show concern by visiting and writing your loved one or someone that is incarcerated, that helps them, and it helps to treat them like a human being, because some of them is treated worse than a wild animal in the bush. So I want you to know, I don't know how much time he got. Don't make any difference, because God can cut time just like cutting fat off of lean. So all we're going to do, I'm going to pray for him, and when you go back to the prison to visit him or speak to him any kind of way, ask him to read this here, the 23rd Division of Psalms. Make sure you tell him that. Read that psalm and put himself there. And also tell him to read the 117th division of Psalm. It's two verses. Tell him to read those two verses and meditate on them and know that God can and God will. Tell him to read them every day. And tell him if he's not reading, tell him to read his Bible, because in prison, everybody sleeps. Some of them, they got light. He can wake up at 3 or 4 o'clock and read his Bible and trust. But tell him he's got to obey God. Tell him he have disappointed God with a lie that he told God if God would do, he was going to do. Tell him he's got to make that crooked straight, and God is going to bless him, and it's time. Listen to me good, sir. His time would be cut so short he won't even believe it himself, but he's got to obey God, and not obey God just to get out, but obey God to do God's work and God's will, and he will see a tremendous difference. This will be a testimony. It will not be a sentence. It will be a testimony to help others not to go to the same place he's in, and I want you to trust and believe God. God bless you.
I do. Thank you.
Yes, sir. All right, Dr. Scott. In God I live, Lord, I move and I am a being. Dr. Scott, do you have another caller?
Hello?
Hello. What is your prayer request, ma'am?
Am I on?
Yes, you're on. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Dr. Scott.
This is Bishop Davis.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bishop Davis. I'm a friend of Pastor Benjamin, and my name is Patty, too.
All right.
And I would just like for you to pray for me. I just need healing, truthfully speaking, from my head to my toe.
All right. Well,
and I will accept. Pardon me?
Go ahead. I'm sorry for cutting you off.
That's okay. I'm just have so many issues, and that's why I said from my head to my toe, I will take all the prayers and the blessings that you can bestow upon me, and I will appreciate it from the bottom of my heart.
All right. Well, one thing about God and healing and blessings, before you can get blessed sometime, woman of God, even though you trust God, even though you do according to what the scripture says, but there's something that we do not fit with our prayer. We've got to give God quality and patient have are perfect words. For yourself, you anoint yourself, and you that cannot rush God. Just let God have his way, and when God is working through your body, you will be stronger than ever before. So ask God to give you patience to endure this uncomfortable position that you got to go through, and God is going to do it for you because there's a calling in your life that you got to fulfill. I don't know whether you're an evangelist, whether you're a prophet, whether you're speaking in somebody's church, but you got to step up to the plate and do what thus said the Lord. Are you hearing me clearly, woman of God?
Yes, sir.
God, he has that for you. So that's all you got to do. Start now on your prayer tonight. Say, Lord, thank you for the prayer from the bishop. Thank you for praying for the. Now, Lord, give me patience to endure. That's why Paul said you got to endure hardness as a good soldier. A soldier go out when he's hurt, when he's wounded, when he's this and that. Endure hardness as a good soldier and ask God to give you patience to endure. And you will be a blessed woman. At the end of this year, you won't take none of that in 2019. I assure you that. You won't take none of that that you're facing now in the year of 2019. God is going to start in the middle of the last of summer. You're going to see a great improvement in your life, in your body, in your surroundings. Even your color is going to look better. Even you're going to feel more energized. Just be patient and watch God work for you. God bless you, woman of God.
Thank you so much, sir.
Yes, ma'am. All right, Dr. Scott, we're waiting for another one. There's one available. Being alone, I live. Lord, I move and I have my being. Where is God? I live. Well, in the word, I live, Lord, I move and I have my being. Well, in the word, I live, Lord, I live and I move. Dr. Scott, is there another caller? Well, we want to say a good God bless each and every one of you. We thank God for those that did not get through and those that did get through. But we pray for those that we could hear and didn't hear. Prayer is for everybody. It's universal. And we know that God can bless. And we asking God to bless, continue to bless. I called some of my friends in different parts of the state here down in Mississippi, over in the Caribbean. I gave them the number to be on with us tonight. They'll probably call me later on tonight or tomorrow and let me know how they enjoyed this program. And I asked them to get on each time Pastor Bunneman is having a program on. Well, we want to say again, thank you. I thank God for my friend, Dr. Scott, and Pastor Minima Bunham. I thank God. I always call her Pat. I never could call her last name right. I just do. We go way back. We've been friends for almost 20 years. I met her in Dover, Delaware, in a revival that I was running there. And she was with another lady. And I prophesied to her, and I looked at evangelist, and I said, God told me to tell you, you're going to be my friend. And we've been friends ever since that day to now. We call, we talk to one another, we preach to one another, and it's been a tremendous joy for friendship that we've had down through the year. And I ask God to lie to continue. There's nothing like to have a friend. Oh, a friend will stick to you, closer to you than a brother. So what a mighty God we serve. Well, Dr. Scott, Pastor Bunneman, I'm finished, and whatever it is, I don't know who come on next, but I thank God for being with you all this night. And look to be with you again at another time, given time. We want to say God bless and thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much, sir. We really appreciate your being a continuous member
of the cavalcade of prophets, preachers, ministers, men and women of God that we have come on this program all through the year. You've been with us ever since we started, and we regard you as a star in our crown. So thank you so much.
Well, Dr. Scott, I appreciate you. You know, I've been in your company, and I've met you. We've had some nice time together. And I'm just looking for this here to be an everlasting friendship. I'm going to tell you, like another friend I spoke to up in Virginia last night, and he was talking about our friendship, and I told him, I said, there's only one way this friendship can be destroyed. He said, what is that, Davis? How you? I said, one of us got to die. And I said, I ain't playing no game, because you want to break the friendship, you can head on and see if you die there. He just said, laughing. So that's the same thing for you, Dr. Scott. God bless you,
yes,
God, and we thank you again. Yes, sir. Have a good night.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. So you've been listening
sir.
To WGUM, Glory United Ministries, featuring the Woman on Divine Assignment, Pastor Patricia Benjamin, and her and my good friend, Bishop James A. Davis. Thank you so much for listening.
How to reach the masses, men of every birth.